Beaver terriers can require a lot of grooming if kept in their full coat. If you enjoy grooming and working with hair care products, you might consider to let your puppy's coat grow. The puppy cut is the most popular ways to groom your beaver terrier. The coat is kept short, which makes the maintenance a lot easier. We put a detailed grooming guide for first-time beaver puppy parents together. Beaver terriers have a lot of hair, and bathing and grooming can be a weekly procedure, depending on your lifestyle. If your pup sleeps in bed with you, you might want to bathe it more frequently. Young puppies get extra messy, especially when they potty. So it is important to check your puppy's furry back end before the end of the day. One of the most annoying things is having to bathe your puppy late at night and change the sheets at 11:30 p.m. Beaver terriers are hypoallergenic. They do not shed, and they do not have fur. Beavers have hair like you and me. These beaver terrier grooming instructions are meant for the normal family pet beaver. I will be writing a separate guide for show puppies and adults. Have the little face comb, shampoo, and conditioner ready at the kitchen sink, dog tub, or whatever you use to bathe your puppy. Don't forget to grab a towel. Please never leave your puppy alone in the sink, running for a towel. If you bathe your dog in the kitchen sink, make sure nothing can accidentally turn on the disposal. It's ideal to have a safety disposal cover in your kitchen sink. You can also put a washcloth in your sink, so it is less slippery for your puppy. Get your puppy all wet and soaked. As long as you don't get water into the nostrils, everything should be fine. Be firm and keep your puppy safe in the sink. Whatever you allow this time will be causing the same problems next time. Your puppy is fine, it's just warm water, so if you stay firm, the squirming will stop in a couple of minutes. Keep it in the sink, not on the counter, and not standing up on the edge of the sink. You must get over the squirming phase because you will be doing this a lot, and teaching your puppy to behave when getting bathed will make your life much easier and your puppy's bath much safer. Beaver terrier grooming can be a very relaxing and a lovely hobby if you train your baby right from the start. As your pup grows older, it will love the attention while getting groomed and even fall asleep while you groom. Once your puppy has calmed down, you can start shampooing and massaging it with lots of love. Make this a nice thing. You can turn off the water for a bit and take your time, sudsing every inch of your pup. Rub the area near the eyes really well so the gunk and boogers will soften up. Your puppy will start shaking because it's cold without the warm water, but the massaging will help to relax. Take the little face comb and comb out the facial hair, make sure you get all the boogers, and rub and foam it up several times. You can turn on the water just for a few seconds to rinse the face, and repeat the shampooing and massaging in the face again. Once the face is really clean, you do the exact same thing on your puppy's rear end. Comb out any little crumbs and suds it up, rinse, and repeat. Once the face and butt are clean, you can get some more warm water on your shaking puppy, and then start shampooing the four little paws, one by one, then the belly, and at the end the rest of the body. Rinse and then condition everything and rinse again. Rinse really, really well because any leftover soap or conditioner will make the hair look greasy. Wrap your dog into a towel and rub the face and ears dry first, and then the body. If you have a crate, put the pup with the towel in the crate and point your blow dryer at a safe distance at the crate for about 5 to 10 minutes. Your pup will rub itself all over the towel and pre-dry. There are many different types of grooming tables, starting around $60. We use small ones at shows and hydraulic ones with adjustable heights at home. Depending on your space and budget, even a small, foldable camping table for $20 will work just fine. Always keep one hand on your puppy. If you walk away from the grooming table, your puppy can fall and get badly injured. You can also sit down and keep your puppy in your lap. You can point the blow dryer at your lap and start brushing your puppy with the little wire brush under the warm air. Start with the butt, thighs, belly, inside legs, chest, top, and sides, in that order. At the end, you dry and brush the face. Blow drying the face is the hardest part, as most puppies do not like to have air blown in their face. They will get used to it though. Be very careful that you do not brush in the eyes. You can also use your fingers instead of the brush. Make sure your puppy is 100% dry and has no wet hair. Check behind the ears, under the chin, and the legs. Everything should be brushed out and dried. Before you trim your puppy's paws, you should get the toenails trimmed. It is important that you trim those nails on a regular basis, because the pink part will grow longer as the toenail grows longer. If you let it grow too long, you cannot just cut the long toenail off, because you will cut into the quick. The best way to trim the nails is right when you got your puppy wrapped in the towel after the bath. Wrap it like a burrito and pull the little paw out and trim the nails, one paw after the next. Hold your pup tight in your armpit. You can turn on your stand or table dryer and hold the paw under the blowing air so all the little hair gets blown away from the nail and you can easily see where to cut. You can watch this video below. Please know that your baby's toenails should never get as long as in the video below. We let them grow this long so that they would be seen better in the recording.